Good morning. I'm Anna Kolash.
And I'm Michael Faulkner. Welcome to another episode of The Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
The big event this coming week is Pops Concert. Each year, the Garrigan Music Department presents Pops Concert as their biggest show of the year. This year, as the school celebrates its 50th anniversary, Pops Concert will take you on a journey through the past five decades in music. The 60s, for instance, will feature a Beatles medley tunes presented by Garrigan's choir members.
Ashley Beisch and Holly Berklin will be the MCs of this year's Pops Concert. There will be a wide range of soloists, including upperclassmen like Jenna Richter, Rebecca Brosnan, Kelly Klein, and Cassie Rising. You'll also hear from Kickstart, the band featuring Garrigan students Alec Buckholt, Randy Kenyon, and Dana Miller. The show choir will perform Footloose and Farmertan, while one of the jazz band selections is Proud Mary.
Concert band will present selections from Nightmare Before Christmas, the jazz choir will sing Fields of Gold and a Brazilian number, and varsity choir will do a medley from My Best Friend's Wedding. Everyone in music assures us that there will be a lot of dancing. And we hear there will also be special visits from Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin. The main public performance of Pops Concert is next Friday, February 27th, at 7 p.m. in Friedman Auditorium.
Last Saturday, the Golden Bear math team went down to Ames for one of the biggest tournaments of the year. The team finished third overall, and three more students qualified for state. The new state qualifiers were Luke McCall, Rebecca Erdman, and Brittany Birdie. The next math team competition will be March 7th at Dort College in Sioux Center. Congratulations, math team.
Intramural basketball continues to be exciting. One of the biggest surprises this year has been Mitch Ram's team, which consists of Mitch, his fellow freshmen Billy Schiltz, John Richter, Luke Eichen, Philip Dietrich, and Craig Kohlhaus, junior Jordan Springer, and staff member Mark Meister. In recent memory, no freshman team has ever gone beyond last place in intramurals. But after 5 weeks of competition, Mitch's team is in second place overall.
The number one team in intramurals is made up of seniors, including Captain Benny Hellman and his friends Alec Buckholt, Randy Kenyon, Chris Hansen, Sam Norland, Vince Cruz, Vinny Humble, and Enrique Noguera. Like most of this year's intramural teams, they also have a staff member, in this case, religion teacher Rob Meister. Their team is undefeated so far, and there's a pretty good chance they'll keep their perfect record for the rest of the season.
Last Tuesday, another group of Garrigan's Christian leadership students went up to Mary's Place, Caring and Sharing Hand Center in Minneapolis for a service project. A group of 13 Garrigan girls helped serve breakfast and prepare lunch for hundreds of homeless people in the Twin Cities area. They also took a tour of the facility, which had served the poor and needy for over a decade. Christian leadership will make two more trips up to Mary's Place this school year, and it's just one of the many service projects the group does.
Tuesday night, the Golden Bears girls basketball team hosted West Bend Mallard in the regional quarterfinals. It was not a pretty game, with lots of fouls and missed shots. In the end, though, Garrigan outlasted the Wolverines and ended up winning 65-64. The girls then played the number two team in the state, Nouvelle Fonda, last night. The boys opened their playoffs Thursday night, also against West Bend Mallard. The second round for the boys is next Tuesday night.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Holly Berklin and Alec Buckholt. Here to tell you about them is Alex Hamilton.
Holly Berklin asked that she be featured on Senior Spotlight for her birthday. In addition to being one of the Pops Concert MCs, Holly was named Best Drum Major at Algona Band Day last fall. She has been active in cheerleading, cross country, softball, and track, and she works at the Good Samaritan Center and the Algona YMCA. Next year, she plans to major in elementary education at Mount Marty College. Happy birthday, Holly. Alec Buckholt's band, Kickstart, recently put out their first CD, Warning. The band is just one of the many ways Alec is involved in music. He was king at Madrigal, he was an all-state choir honoree, and he's also active in band. Alec is a student council officer, and he's also treasurer for the National Honor Society. He plans to go to Creighton next year and major in interventional radiology. Good luck, Alec.
Thanks, Alex. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, several of our Quiz Bowl players are working at the Cedar Middle School Quiz Bowl today. Then tomorrow, intramural basketball resumes.
The boys' district semifinal game will be next Tuesday night. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and we'll have a service of Word and Ashes at 8:45 to mark the start of Lent.
Next Thursday, there will be a matinee performance of the Pops concert for Seton students and for people from the community who can't make the main show. That night, we hope the boys will play their district final.
Friday night at 7 o'clock, we'll have Pops concert 2009. Then next Saturday, Garrigan will be hosting the district individual speech contest.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.